I should begin by saying that this has been a very pleasant and grace-filled month for me. I trust I have been of some service. I was asked to speak, I suppose again, but more precisely, on devotion to the precious blood. I don't think, given the audience, that I can speak on the subject too often. The precious blood is a mystery of our faith, and no mystery can ever be exhausted. Devotion to the precious blood is as old as Christianity. We might say it began at the circumcision, when, 8 days after his birth, Jesus Christ first shed his blood. And it reached its fulfillment on the cross, when the side of Jesus was pierced by a soldier's lance, and that flowed out in your toes blood and water, a sure sign of death. Over the centuries, the faithful have always cherished, I should say the devout faithful, have always cherished a special devotion to the precious blood. And most recently, and dramatically, Pope John the 23rd added the invocation, "Blessed be his precious blood," to the divine praise, and made the litany of the precious blood one of the 5 approved litanies of the Catholic Church, which I am happy to report is listed in the new official book published by Pope Paul VI. The precious blood is to be honored by the faithful liturgically. And to further emphasize the importance of the precious blood, it was joined with the precious body of Christ, so that Corpus Christi, for all future generations, the faith will be both Corpus Christi and Sanguis Christi. And in many countries, the now joint feast of the body and blood of Christ is a holy day of obligation. Let's never either think or allow anyone to tell us that devotion to the precious blood has in any way been minimized. Naturally, we want to understand more clearly what devotion to the precious blood should mean in our own daily lives. And I add the word daily advisedly. However, my concern here will be less with trying to explain what is the devotion to the precious blood. So we should say something about that, but concentrate on how we might practice this devotion more faithfully and more perfectly. So we ask ourselves, what is devotion to the precious blood? The answer is very simple. Devotion to the precious blood is devotion to Jesus Christ in His suffering, which He underwent out of love for us in order to redeem a simple world. It is devotion to Jesus Christ in His suffering, which He underwent out of love for us in order to redeem a simple world. Always keeping in mind that the Redeemer did not Himself have to be redeemed. He shed His blood not for Himself, but for others. The precious blood therefore stands simply as the litany and so many of the Church's invocations indicate, simply stands for Jesus Christ. And more particularly, Jesus Christ in His human suffering, which He showed in a bloody way on many occasions as recorded in the Scriptures. In the circumcision, in the agony in the garden, in the surgery, in the crowning before, in His path to Calvary, on the way of the cross, in being nailed to the cross, and finally in having His side pierced by the soldier's lance. Why can we safely, and indeed we should accurately, say that the precious blood simply stands for Jesus Christ? Because Christ's blood was and is an essential part of Christ's humanity. As such, the blood of Christ is united with the second person of the Holy Trinity. During the Middle Ages, a controversy arose, surely those must have been ages of faith. A controversy arose among theologians as to where did Christ's divinity go when Jesus expired on the cross. Well, the Church had to officially settle the question. And she did. The divinity of Christ was wherever were the body and blood of Christ. The Son of God was hypostatically united with every single drop of Christ's blood that He shed on the cross. The Church then teaches that the blood of Christ should indeed be called precious, as St. Peter first called, because, and this is the Church's infallible teaching, a single drop of this blood would have been enough to redeem the whole human race. Every drop of that blood, even after Christ died, was united with His divinity. So much for the what. But now, something about the how. How, we ask, should we practice devotion to the precious blood? Once again, the answer is not complicated or hard. We should practice this devotion towards Christ the way Christ showed His love for us, by redeeming us from sin. And how did Jesus show His redemptive love? He showed it by suffering for us, by suffering for us to the limit of His, we might say, divine capacity. And He showed His love by intending through His suffering to redeem us by making reparation for our sins. So we should love Him in the same way, as far as with His grace we can. We then are as devoted to the precious blood as our love for Christ cost us. Love is shown, as by now the literature of all nations tells us, more in what a person does for the one he or she claims to love than by what they say. On this first level of showing our love for Christ in response to His love for us, we do so by patience and endurance of the cross in our lives. And God makes sure, absolutely sure, we're going to have the cross. He told them, those who love Him are those who willingly carry the cross out of love for Him. We know what this means in practice, and we don't have to have a humble or be the cross. What are the causes in our lives? Well, if your lives are like mine, our biggest causes are people. I don't say wicked people, good people. One of the reasons we become religious, did you know that? To make sure we have enough causes in our lives. God, being merciful, will not give us causes that are too much for us, We should never say that. We must always believe that God gives us only as much as we can take. But let me add, even as we bear the fall, be sure we keep asking the Lord for the grace to carry the cross. And lo, in the spirit of our alleged love of Christ in His precious blood, that we carry the cross patiently. That means uncomplainingly. That means we don't merely not show that we are angry or irritated externally. The real test of a genuine love for Jesus is not to complain inside. That's the first quality of a genuine devotion to the precious Lord. Patient, uncomplaining endurance, born of love. Because faith tells us, the hand that rests heavily in our lives is the hand of God. But that's only the beginning. If we are authentically devoted to the precious blood, we shall not only patiently bear without complaint, but in loving strength, we will actually see, look around. Now, don't misunderstand that. We don't have to stay up night figuring out how tomorrow will I be able to prove my love for Christ by finding something hard to do. At the heart of every vocation to the religious life is the grace to prefer the cross. Not merely to bear up with it and not complain when it enters our lives. Let's be honest. No person who is sane and sober and awake should, in their right mind, become a religious unless he or she wants to, desires to. Love the cross. That's what Christ's words to the rich young man in Matthew's Gospel are all about. What he did, as he told the Savior, who looked at him and loved him for it, was that he had kept God's commandments, as he said, from his youth. Why? The best translation of Matthew's Greek goes like this. If you wish to go the whole way, then you know the rest. That's what devotion to the precious blood means. beyond patient endurance, beyond the uncomplaining bearing up with the trials of life, and we've all got our share. We want to go the whole way. And in the measure that we live up to that, we are indeed devoted to the precious love. In other words, a lover of Christ is not afraid of love. Finally, what was the Savior's motive in shedding His blood? He didn't have to, even absolutely speaking. He might have redeemed the world by an act of His divine will. Or we should also tell ourselves, He might have willed not to redeem the world. But, having willed to do so, having willed to go the whole way, He willed that by the shedding of His blood, the world would be redeemed. When then we pray, when we make the way of the cross, we adore Thee, O Christ, and we bless Thee, because by Thy cross Thou hast redeemed the world. We can legitimately change those words to say, by Thy cross, by Thy blood, Thou art redeeming the world. Because even though we believe that the graces of the human race needed to be redeemed were gained, or as we say, merited by Christ's shedding of His blood, the grace was merited. It was won. But Christ's shedding of blood must be joined by ours, in order that the grace merited might be distributed, might be conferred, might be put to you, might bear the fruit that that shedding of blood was intended to achieve. In them, either our patient endurance of the cross, or our desire to do more than we have to go the whole way in giving ourselves totally, especially when it's hard. The language is so easy. Choose the heart out of love for God. Choose the heart out of love for God. I think they are all model souls. But what's the reason? It cannot be. We are not masochists to choose what is harder or what is easy, or painful over what is pleasant. No one has to tell us that poverty is more demanding than riches, or that chastity is more demanding than marriage, or that obedience, let me use the word, is more painful than doing our own will. But we don't choose the heart because it's hard. We are sane, rational human beings. We do so for a reason. And the reason has been given to us by God Himself. This is the way He chose to save a sinner and accept for God's love condemned one. We want to do the same. Let us be, not just think of the precious blood, but ask ourselves how faithfully we have imitated the Savior in His own shedding of blood. Have we carried the cross patiently? Have we chosen the cross lovingly? And have we done so in order that by whatever endurance we experience, or whatever trial we undertake, that by the cross we are cooperating with Jesus in redeeming the world? I just wish, oh how I wish I could be clearer and stronger and more forthright in making clear there is only one way under God that a person who claims he or she loves God shows it. Dear Jesus, shows it. I love the cross. Every other language is not Christian. Christianity without the cross is paganism. Dear Savior, teach us. Oh, teach us to love you by loving you on the cross in shedding your blood. Help me to shed mine, if not in body, certainly in spirit, out of love for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.